Welcome to Wolf 359.
Number 2, St. Petersburg, 1989. Добрый вечер, враг Володин.
Кто ты? Что ты здесь делаешь?
Доктор, I'm afraid that I've just exhausted my entire Russian repertoire with the greeting. However, I understand that you speak English quite well.
Yes. What are you doing in my home?
I'm here to discuss your work.
Of course you are. You should know that these theatrics do not scare me. Tell Kinski that he should know better.
I'd be more than happy to. Except I'm not here on his behalf.
You are not?
No. I'm here on my behalf. And on behalf of Goddard Futuristics.
American?
I prefer to think of myself as a citizen of the world.
That's very nice for you. What did you want to discuss about my work?
You're a very talented man, Dmitri. A lot of people talk a big game, but very few walk the walk like you do. Your work on Specimen 17? Absolutely stunning.
There are plenty of talented geneticists in America.
Perhaps. Although not many of them share your interest in retroviruses.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No? Are you sure? Because I have this new friend from the Academy of Medical Sciences, Viktor Stukov. And just last week, Viktor was telling me all about a very exciting retrovirus research initiative. And according to him, that project had been proposed and directed by one Dmitri Volgin.
Dr. Stukov died last year.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
So, what is this?
Let's say I've been looking to pick a horse in this particular race. And I have a thing for dark horses.
I see. Even if I were to believe you, there are certain aspects of my experimental work that might not...
Dmitri, are you, by any chance, referring to the human trials?
You are blunt, even for an American. But the potential of this subject is very much...
Oh, you should have seen your face. You relax. You don't have to explain yourself to me.
I do not.
No. I'm in the business of changing the world. Just like you are.
So, the details of my past experimental work are...
completely irrelevant to me. I only care about one thing. Does it work?
It will work.
Does it work right now?
I can make it work. It is just a matter of time.
Well, that's too bad.
Too bad?
Tragic, really.
Sir, I apologize. English is... How you mean, tragic?
Your work. It's over. Oh, please, Dimitri. Look around you. The Soviet government has been extremely accommodating to your pet project, but those days are numbered. Your new superior, Comrade Kinski, already going over your records, and he's just the beginning. There's a west wind coming, Doctor. And once it gets here, you'll be lucky to survive the week.
I know how to take care of myself.
Of course. But I think we both know that your research requires a bit more oomph than what you'll be able to accomplish while working independently.
And you have an alternative?
It just so happens I do. There's a brand new microbiology laboratory back at our headquarters in Canaveral. State-of-the-art facility, top-of-the-line equipment, world-class staff. It's got everything. Except the genius cherry on top. That's where you come in.
Defection.
Is that such an ugly word? The last member of your family died when you were 9. You've never married. You have practically no friends to speak of. Your only real allegiance is to your work. And that would come with you.
I am listening.
Full contract. We'll fund your work in exchange for your expertise as a microbiologist and radiologist. Any discoveries you make while under our employ will be the property of Goddard Futuristics, in perpetuity. As long as you are under our employment, we'll handle your housing, your expenses, and your identity.
How long will I...
As long as it takes.
Let us be completely clear. For my work to continue, I will need to have access to human trials. My understanding of the United States is that my... methods would be considered...
You'll have your subjects, Doctor.
I cannot guarantee the well-being of anyone who...
I said! You will have your subjects, Doctor. Don't make me repeat myself, Dimitri. Ever again. I'll be at that address until noon tomorrow. If you're coming... find me before I leave.
Very well.
Ooh. Does it have a name yet?
What?
This retrovirus of yours. Does it have a name yet?
Yes. We have called it... the Korchesky Besmetnery Virus.
Okay. We may need to do a little bit of rebranding on that one.
Sir, what is your name?
Oh! Silly me. Always getting ahead of myself. The name is William. William Carter. Pleased to meet you.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Zach Valenti and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Hilbert was played by Zach Valenti. The role of Cutter was played by Scotty Shoemaker. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit us at wolf359.fm for more information on the show.